Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast that helps solo business owners think better, not just know more. I'm Libby Langley, and each week I uncover the messy truth behind the internet's favourite business advice, assumptions and aspirations, helping you decide what's actually right for you and your business. Let's get started with this week's episode. Two hundred episodes of Messy Business. That's absolutely insane. Thank you for joining me. If this is your first episode you're listening to, welcome to 200. And if this is your 200th episode that you're listening to, then congratulations, you win a prize. Yay. You win the prize of being able to listen to episode 200. Goodness me. It's incredible, I think, for several reasons. One is that I don't really stick to anything because I am ADHD and, you know, we love a shiny new concept. And yes, it's been through various iterations. This is its third name in those 200 episodes. And it certainly is becoming something I'm incredibly proud of now because it has much more structure, focus, purpose, and is far more reflective than it ever was. And I think that's really good for the stage of business I'm at and the stage of business that you're at, or stage of life that you're at. So it's found its groove. And I lost my voice. So what is really interesting about 200 episodes, I think, is that I've talked about a lot of stuff to do with business. And if you go back to those early episodes, then I kind of taught quite a lot in this podcast too. Taught you how to do things and why certain things were good to do. I don't do that anymore. I invite you to reflect on stuff, but I guess you can learn from that too. Of course you do, right? But there's lots of things that I know for sure about business now, to channel Oprah Winfrey there with her, the way she used to end her magazines with what I know for sure. But certainly I've been in business for 15 years, and that's a long time. That's a long time in this day and age. And definitely these days, I mean, I do call myself a business owner still, and I refer to us collectively as business owners. However, I'm much more now somebody who works for themselves rather than running and owning and running a business, because there's just me. I am the business. I am a company of one, right? And I like it like that. And I'm not going to change that. I don't think, because I have no desire to employ people again or anything like that. So it's interesting to kind of look at the structures of business that I've had over the years, but that does give me some authority to be able to talk about business for sure, because yes, I will have, whatever you're thinking, I will have tried it and done it at some point. And also 200 podcast episodes. I mean, you learn a lot in that time about what the hell a podcast is, how it fits in the world, how people find it, how people consume it, what purpose it should be serving. And I did start it with a strategy in mind, and I did have the help of a podcast coach to start it. But it, like I say, as I have changed and grown over the years, it has changed and grown over the years. And I think that that's okay. I mean, some of them that are probably a bit ropey, the earlier ones. But I don't know. They're still me, you know. But I think they were me trying quite hard, whereas now I don't feel the need to try quite hard because I feel like I've proven myself. And it's something like only 1% of podcasts have more than 20 episodes. I might have got those facts completely wrong, but it's something like that. And it's insane that I'm on 200 now. And also I've worked with, I don't know, 7,500 business owners in my time. And that's a lot of people to have had a lot of conversations with and to have picked up a lot of information from, as well as supported in their own business journeys. So I feel absolutely justified in saying these things that I'm going to talk about that I know for sure in business, because I've built, broken, rebuilt my own business. And these aren't tips, right? These are things that I've stopped arguing with because I know them to be true. So it's a bit of a manifesto, I think, for me as a business consultant, as a business supporter, as a business mentor, business champion going forwards, and also for this podcast going forward. So hopefully this is going to be kind of like a bit of a cornerstone content for you guys here. So here we go. Things I know to be true. Absolutely simple beats clever. I can't think of many examples of when clever beats simple. Can be simple and clever for sure, but clever for the sake of clever? Nah. And certainly in my experience, every time I have overcomplicated something, I've lived to regret it. And the businesses that usually work the best are often like really beautifully boring. And there's something in that. I don't know, maybe there's something sort of Buddhist or Zen about that there's a real beauty in simplicity. And as I built my business over the years, I mean, it's well documented, my business journey. But, you know, when I started it, it was just me. It was just me teaching social media because that's what I'd done in my career before, or very a part of it. I was a commercial development manager at a college. So it was kind of marketing and sales, I suppose, was my focus. Growth was my focus. But when I started, it was about supporting people. It was supporting people through business owners, through using social media to market themselves online. It's pretty radical that back in 2009, started doing it, and then started my business in 2011. So there weren't many people doing it, and it was very strategy-led. And it was great. It was just, you know, I'd tell people I was running this workshop about, I don't know, Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or about blogging, and they'd pay me some money and they'd turn up and I'd teach it and everybody would just go home. And it was great, right? It was really, really simple. And then came the complications, I don't know, 6 months in probably. And it was about managing people's social media. So somebody said to me, oh, I've got some clients that could really do with some help with their social media, but they don't want to do it themselves. Will you manage it? And I'm like, yeah, sure, I can do that. So complication strand number one. And so I did, and we were very successful with that. But complication number two was employing staff because I couldn't manage with all the workload on my own. And also, it was really boring managing other people's social media because writing about yourself and your own business is challenging enough. But doing it for like 40 companies that we had, really challenging. So, you know, complication number two was getting staff, got an office, all of these things. And I just added layers and layers and layers in. And whilst I was still doing quite a lot of interesting work as well, like consultancy and still training and strategy and stuff, a lot of the stuff that I still do now, there were all these complications. And when I stripped it, each time I have stripped my business back is when I've been the happiest. So when I made all my stuff redundant and gave up the office and got rid of all those social media management clients, I mean, it was a dark day. Really, the toughest decisions I've ever had to make, those, because it was messing with people's lives. You know, making people redundant just is awful, particularly because it's like, I just don't want to do this anymore. It wasn't even market forces or anything like that. It was like, I'm not happy, guys. I'm not doing this anymore. So, but I went back to just being me at home, and simplicity won. And then you're like, oh, yeah, but this can't be it. And so I started adding in more layers. I started doing different programs and different ways of delivery and adding more and more and more in. And each time, you know, I know I've been through burnout. And so I close stuff down and then I have a kind of period of simplicity. And then I, right, let's go again. Add some more stuff in, do some more stuff. and realized that it's just not what I want. And so finally, now after 15 years of this roller coaster, I've realized that simple is okay and simple is fine. And yes, I can add a ton of clever stuff in there. But the beauty is that I don't have to. I can just support other people to do that. So, you know, when people come to me for a business sort out, it's like, yeah, right, okay, I'll help you build a funnel. And look, we can do it like this. And if they click on this, they get this email and they do, you know, all this stuff. That's relatively simple. You know, it's not super high tech, but it's not simple. And I really enjoy knowing it. And I really enjoy supporting other people to do it, but I don't need it in my business. So simplicity in your own business, it can be, I make blue t-shirts and that's all I make. And you get famous for making blue t-shirts. That's okay. It doesn't need to be anything else because it's so unique and so niche that people will talk about it. It is a story in and of itself, you see. But just because you can add red t-shirts and green t-shirts and crop t-shirts and big baggy t-shirts, and doesn't mean you have to, right? You don't have to do that. You can get known for just selling one thing, and that's absolutely fine because it's simpler, right? You don't always need to expand into anything. So I definitely, every time I've overcomplicated something, I've loved the sort of thrill of the chase, and I loved learning new ways to do things and new ways to add complexity. I've really, really enjoyed all that, but I haven't enjoyed being in it. And so I've had to close it down. And that, you know, there's an element of embarrassment with that. There's an element of awkwardness with that. There's an element of having to say to people, yeah, sorry, you know, that thing, I'm not doing it anymore. Don't want to do it. And the Mardi teen comes out and it is all quite challenging. So absolutely, I've learned that simple usually beats clever, and that's fine, but you could be cleverly simple, okay? So what else have I learned? Most people don't need more information. I love information. I love learning stuff. I don't know how many things I've learned today, but I've learned quite a lot of things already. but it's okay to kind of just absorb information like that. But most people, you don't need that in your business. You don't need to learn more. You don't need to sign up for 10 more courses to be better at something. You don't. What you need really is to make decisions on things better. And I've done episodes about this. I think it was 194, did an episode about this, about making decisions and not needing more information. That it really, honestly, we operate, I think, with a crippling lack of self-confidence as business owners. And, you know, the women that are listening, yep, it's something that's kind of drilled into us because we have to work twice as hard because it's still a male-dominated world, whether we like that or not, it still is. And so we have to try twice as hard and we have to work twice as hard just to get to the same position that a mediocre middle-aged white man can just casually stroll into. So, but actually making really smart decisions and making conscious decisions and making good decisions about what you want, honestly, that usurps more information probably 9 times out of 10. Because the trouble with information gathering and continual learning is that you spend your time continually learning and not actually doing. And it is a bit of a dangerous cycle to be in. And I've been in it many times. You know, everything I say is from my own experience too, which is why I can absolutely say these are things I know for sure about business because I've experienced them as well as watching others experience them. The amount of courses I've signed up for and done, and they've all been useful. You know, it's never a waste of time to learn something new. It's what the driver for learning that new thing is. And I know that I've joined, I've signed up for courses, I've bought courses, and certainly I've joined some very expensive masterminds because it's been from a place of lack of confidence or lack or looking at what everybody else is doing and thinking, why am I not there too? And actually, I think that's partly down to like the way I live and the way I present myself, because I'm pretty casual and I work in a pretty casual way. I mean, don't get me wrong, I have like my two great big screens at my computer and, you know, it's a lovely tech setup. But I'm wearing, you know, little denim shorts and I'm in the, you know, spare room at home and, well, my office at home and all of those things. So it's not suited and booted in a shiny office with other people seeing how successful you are in your office. And so I think that that in some ways plays with our minds, because those of us, and I know a lot of you will work from home too, but it doesn't play into the corner office success narrative. And so perhaps when we see other people talking about their own successes, and I'll teach you how to be a success too, that stokes our insecurities, because, well, you know, I've just got a little business and I work from home and it's just me and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, yeah, but look at the value you're adding to the world. Who cares? Who cares if you're wearing denim shorts and sitting in your spare room? Who cares? So there's a lot of mindset shifts that can be there. But absolutely, you don't need to consume and consume and consume information. You know, if you're going to spend money, you're better to spend it on actually support for consolidating what you already know and stripping back and deciding on what direction is right for you, and then support on continuing that direction, right? Sticking to that, the accountability. So, I mean, that's the kind of work that I do with my clients now. Yeah, I might teach you a few things, but ultimately I'm just going to help you decide what's best for you now and support you on that journey. So it's much simpler. Ties back to point number one, right? Simplicity usually beats clever. So another thing that I absolutely know for sure is that a business should fit your life. It shouldn't consume it. And I think that's probably been my biggest shift in my thinking since 2011 and when I started. I was like, yeah, let's go, 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 go all the time. And I worked a lot. I worked evenings, I worked weekends, there was incredible pressure. I was earning the big bucks, sure, but oh my God, I wanted to die. You know, I was so tired, and I worked on holiday, and it was just all consuming. And now, you might need to do that when you first start your business, right? Because you've got to get your reputation and you've got to get to the point. So, but after that point, which might only be 6 months, might be 3 years, I don't know, depends what your business is, then it's like, do you know what? It's fine now to just, I don't know, it's fine now to just work part-time and go do something else with the rest of the time. That's okay, because life absolutely is for enjoying, and, you know, life is more important than business, definitely. Business is a means to an end to live your life. And if you can also support people to better their lives in your business, then oh my God, that's absolutely the sweet spot. And that's the sweet spot I'm at now, which is just really, really cool. And I feel really privileged to be in that spot. But also, you know, it's important that we take a moment to go, well done you got yourself here. So don't diminish the fact that you are the driver of the place that you're in now. It's really hugely important. And so my business does fit my life and it doesn't consume it at all. You know, I recently went away for 2 weeks, didn't even check my emails. I mean, they're on my phone, but anything that was a work email, didn't open it because I had an out and off of office on, and nothing that I do is life critical. You know, I'm not a heart surgeon, don't need to be on call. And I told my clients that I was away and that's fine. And I just enjoyed my holiday. And that's probably the first time I've done that really, truly, completely in my whole 15 years in business. And that's a bit of a shit mission, but at least it's a recognition and I know what has changed and I can reflect on what's changed and I can share it all with you as a little life and business lesson. So never a wasted holiday to have worked on it, because I can share it with you. And I think that leads nicely onto the next point, that capacity matters more than productivity. You know, if you never leave yourself room to think, you'll eventually build yourself into a complete and utter corner. And you've got to have the business that allows that breathing space. So, you know, like having a day off, going out to networking events, going to retreats, whatever it is, that, you know, CEO days, whatever you want to call them. Just having some time out, going for a walk at lunchtime. Being able to have that space matters far more than constantly being productive. And if you want to lie in every day and not start work till 10, you have a lie in every day and start to work till 10, as long as your life allows for that. But there's no rules. You get to set the rules. And filling every moment is not good and not healthy. So listen, if that's one that resonates with you, then listen back to the episode about being busy, a couple of episodes, fully booked, a couple of episodes ago, because there'll be a lot of stuff in there that will help you with this and help you think about that. And I think it's really important to say that nobody knows your business better than you. So, you know, you can absolutely listen to lots of advice and get guidance and, you know, work with consultants and mentors like me who help you sort your business out to be the business that you want. But don't outsource your judgment. That's really important. Remember what your values are in life. Remember what your values are in business and stick to those. Because whilst I as a kind of support mechanism can guide you on the practicalities of business and ask you the challenging questions and ask you the thought-provoking questions, I can't do your business as well as you. And nor can anyone else, because you are you and it is your business. And that's really, really important that you remember that nobody knows business better than you. And I know that for an absolute certainty that, sure, you can learn new bits and bobs and you can, you know, you can be better. But you changing it all because of something someone else said is kind of not right. Trust your own judgment and listen to your gut as well, for sure. Because if there's an inkling that, I don't know if this is right, listen to it and just think, right, am I scared of what actually might happen with this? Or am I just like, nah, do you know what? In my heart of hearts, I don't want to do it. And that either is okay, but know which it is, right? So I guess if you're procrastinating on something, two, are you procrastinating because actually you don't really want to do it? Or are you procrastinating because it's a bit boring, but you need to do it? Or are you procrastinating because you're absolutely terrified of what it might lead to, which is could be a good thing? So just think about that. And also, success is an utterly, completely and totally personal. What success means to you is different to what success means to me, completely, because our lives are different. Our stages of life are different. You know, there might be lots of similarities, but your life is not exactly the same as mine and never will be. So striving for the exact same thing, it's why I hate stuff, the arbitrary, you know, blanket targets of 10K months or 7K business, seven figure businesses or anything like that. It's like, based on what? Where are you coming from with that? What, you know, you get to choose what's right for you. And one thing that it's really important, and I know for sure about business, is that we all need to stop borrowing other people's definitions of success and start creating our own. Because ultimately, you're the only one, you're the only judge of you, of whether you've achieved it or not. And if you think, do you know what, I'm all right, I'm happy with this, fine. You stay there and you be, you what, you just, you know, revel in your happiness. It's all absolutely okay to do that. Right. And my final, what I know for sure about business is that you are allowed to change your mind and take that from the master of changing one's mind. Something that feels good one day doesn't have to feel good forever, right? Be that the car you drive, the house you live in, the husband you have, whatever, you know, you're allowed to change your mind. You're allowed to change your business model. You're allowed to niche your focus. You're allowed to pivot your focus. You're allowed to shift your offering. You're allowed to change your mind because you will grow, you will develop, you will shape. Things will matter that didn't used to matter. You'll become far more passionate about one thing that when you were younger, you just, you know, it wasn't a thing, right? All of those things, you're allowed to change your mind. Really, really important that your business evolves because you evolve. And certainly what's quite interesting, I think, in my own reflection of my 15 years is that the things that I liked to start with are the things that I still really enjoy. So I still really enjoy, I enjoy running workshops, training sessions. I really enjoy that. I really enjoy the strategy, the consultancy, the now I call them business sort outs. Really love that. I've loved that for the whole time. The really love the people that I encounter. People are interesting. People are still interesting. They were interesting 15 years ago. They're still interesting now. And so those things I do still really enjoy. What I don't enjoy is the things that I thought I enjoyed, which was scaling, which was teams, having my own, working with other people, unless it's kind of on a fractional basis, consultancy basis. I don't enjoy the infrastructure at all. And I thought I did. I thought I really enjoyed complicated funnels and the cleverness and all that, but I don't. It's like, you know, I like helping you. I like sharing what's in my head, all this knowledge. I get a real kick and a buzz about that and seeing you feel happier and seeing you improve. That has not changed. But I like the simplicity of turning up, doing that. We go on with our respective lives. It's a kind of really interesting thing. So I don't have to hold space now. I know that, you know, I've changed my mind on that. I don't need to do that. I don't need to build a community. All of those things is okay. And it's a really interesting journey, I think, and certainly a journey through the 200 episodes of this podcast as well, is that the things that I've promoted through the podcast or signposted to through the podcast have changed and have simplified. And there's a confidence that within me that's probably evident if you want to do a thesis on my journey in this podcast. It's probably kind of quite evident. But the things that have stuck are the way I, you know, how I like helping people and the book, the information in my book and the podcast itself. So it's really interesting because the podcast is dead simple, right? You know, you talk, you share something, people listen. And that's that, the simplicity of that I really like. So yeah, you're allowed to change your mind. You are allowed to keep things simple. And I do know for absolute sure that you probably don't need any more information. Your business should fit your life, not consume it. Your capacity absolutely matters more than your productivity. Nobody knows your business better than you, and your success is personal. So those are the things I know absolutely for sure about business 200 episodes later. Now, thanks for listening to me for all this time. And as ever, I invite you to get in touch to tell me what you think. If you want to leave a review, then do, because that's pretty cool. People do that. But yeah, I'd love to hear from you. So thanks for joining me for episode 200. And I'll see you next week for another episode of Messy Business as we head towards 300 episodes. Lots of love. If this episode of Messy Business made you think differently, why not share it with someone who might need to hear it too? And if you're enjoying the show, make sure you're following wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss future episodes. Until next time, remember, change how you work, not who you are.